Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, September 3rd. I just can't help myself. The Twitter war between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A has made some people just as mad as wet hens. Okay, now that's off my chest. Seriously, if you haven't heard about this Twitter war, let me get you caught up. On August 12th, Popeyes debuted a new chicken sandwich called simply The Sandwich. It was the fast food chain's biggest launch of a new menu item in 30 years. And as many observers have noted, Popeye's new chicken sandwich seemed an awful lot like Chick-fil-A's classic delicacy. Crunchy, batter-fried chicken, pickles and spicy or bland mayonnaise squished in a brioche bun. To some, it was outright fast food plagiarism. To others, the Popeye sandwich was just finger-licking good. On Twitter, one aficionado tweeted, "Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich is the best thing I've ever had in my entire life." Clearly, that couldn't stand, not if you're Chick-fil-A. In a very mild case of poultry pique, Chick-fil-A reminded the Twitterverse, which fast food chain rightfully owns the chicken sandwich's storied legacy. The company posted a math problem. Bun plus chicken plus pickles equals all the love for the original. Get it? You saw it here first, Chick-fil-A wanted to remind everyone. Politely, of course, since Chick-fil-A must protect its reputation for stellar customer service. It wouldn't do to be snarky. Well, as Twitter wars do, this one blew up. Feeling henpecked, tweeters had to respond, and they did, in huge flocks. So Popeyes, which originated in Louisiana and is now headquartered in Florida, fought back with just two carefully chosen Southern words. Words which in other circumstances could incite a schoolyard brawl. Over a retweet of Chick-fil-A's math problem, Popeyes asked, "Y'all good?" And with that, as BuzzFeed wrote, the gauntlet was thrown. Twitter became a buzz, as it is wont to do. And for a few minutes there, the heat was not about political fights, but about who makes the best fried chicken sandwich. Naturally, lesser chicken sandwich sellers Wendy's and Shake Shack rushed to join the fight, and every poultry player benefited, gaining likes, retweets, and followers, but none more so than Popeyes, which picked up 25,000 new followers in just a few days, CNBC reported. In the real world, Popeyes was loving this Twitter war and the sales it spurred. Knowing that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, some customers tried to sell their sandwiches for hundreds of dollars, the Washington Post reported. Popeyes ran out of chicken sandwiches in some locations and began warning that they could soon become as scarce as hen's teeth. Then it happened. They ran out, store by store, and they had to post handwritten signs on their windows telling anxious diners that there were no more of the sandwiches. By August 26th, just 14 days after launch, there was nary a Popeye sandwich to be found from coast to coast. And that, of course, sparked yet more tweets by customers clucking their disapproval. To that, Popeye's tweeted it will soon bring back the sandwich, permanently this time. Now, this being Twitter in 2019, the controversy did spark a lot of serious discussion and a superbly written piece in Vox about the health of factory farmed poultry, the labor conditions on those farms and in fast food restaurants, and the exhaustion of Popeye's workers toiling 60 hours a week because of our love of batter-fried birds. And it spawned a lot of other political talk, too, along with discussion about the racial differences in the markets for Chick-fil-A and Popeye's. But we won't get into any of that here. Instead, for the final say, or we should call it the final cluck, perhaps, we'll turn to food writer and soul food scholar Adrian Miller, who says, "I thought it was a very fun food fight, and nothing deeper than that." Although, like the thousands on Twitter, Miller couldn't resist weighing in. I've had both sandwiches, he says. And I give a slight nod to Popeyes. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Now, we cannot resist. Which sandwich is your favorite? Tweet us at Business Wars. We really want to know. Hey, thanks so much for listening. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.